The effects of Indian residential schools. Some people in Canada think that the Indian residential school system is part of the past, and that Aboriginal people should just forget it and move on. Well, unfortunately, it's just not that simple. The Indian residential school system has had profound effects on the students, their families, their communities, and Canadian society. And sadly, these effects can still be seen in many communities today. There were many negative impacts on students who attended Indian residential schools. First, many students left the schools feeling that they didn't quite fit in anywhere. When they returned to their home community, they could no longer speak their Aboriginal language, so this often meant that they could not communicate easily with family members, such as grandparents, and they could no longer understand the language that was used to share important family and community stories. Also, while they were in school, many had been told that Aboriginal culture, Aboriginal traditions, and Aboriginal beliefs were primitive and strange. Therefore, when some students returned home, they felt embarrassed and ashamed of their family's lifestyle, and they no longer wanted to practice Aboriginal traditions. However, these same students didn't fit into Euro-Canadian society either. Their education at Indian residential schools was often poor, so it was difficult to find work. And many settlers at the time didn't want Aboriginal people living and working in their communities. So in this way, many of these former students didn't feel that they belonged anywhere. This feeling of not belonging, along with memories of physical, emotional, and sometimes even sexual abuse, was very difficult for many people to deal with. So some people were able to find support and help from their families and communities, but others used alcohol and drugs to try to cope or forget with these negative feelings and memories. But it's not only the individual students of Indian residential schools who felt the effects of this system. Family members were also impacted. For example, parents and grandparents didn't have the opportunity to raise their own children. Often brothers and sisters were separated at school, so they didn't have the chance to play together and get to know each other. Also, even the children and grandchildren of Indian residential school students were sometimes affected. This is because many Aboriginal people who went to Indian residential schools never had the chance to learn how to be parents. They were raised by nuns and priests and teachers who lived with them at the school. And often there were many children and only a few adults, so many students didn't get the attention, love, and guidance that parents may have given them. So as a result, they didn't learn how to be good parents to their own children, and their own children didn't learn valuable parenting skills either. This is one example of the intergenerational impacts of Indian residential schools. So along with individuals and families, even entire Aboriginal communities have been affected by the Indian residential school system. When a community loses its children, there's no one to teach the language, culture, and spiritual practices to. So therefore, many Aboriginal languages that were spoken in Canada are now gone, and many of the Aboriginal and spiritual practices have been forgotten. In this way, both Aboriginal and non-Aboriginal people in Canada have been negatively impacted by this system of assimilation. Aboriginal people have lost their traditional languages, cultural practices, and non-Aboriginal people living in Canada have lost the opportunity to learn about and experience many of these rich and complex cultures. Thankfully, today, many people across Canada are recognizing this great loss, and they're working hard to learn more about and save Aboriginal cultures and languages, with the hope that one day these cultures and languages can again become part of everyday life in Canada.